Good morning and a good Erev Shabbos. I don't see Bob. Bob asked me a great question yesterday, which we spoke, not yesterday, Wednesday, we spoke about the difference between Shira and Zimra. Shira is a song. It's when we articulate the words. As Yashir, it tells a story. Zimra, a Zemer, is more than that. There are no words to a Nigun. There are no words to Nigun. Rav Moshe Shapiro had said that Zimra comes from Zomer, Lizamer, which means to prune, because you're able to prune away all distraction and just focus on Hashem in this case. So he asked, why is it Psuke the Zimra and not Psuke the Shira? Why is it Psuke the Zimra? In fact, I add to his question, Psuke the Zimra starts with which words? Shiru, Shirulo, Zamrulo. So first is Shira, then Zimra. So why is it called Psuke the Zimra and not Psuke the Shira? We just quoted your question, which hopefully the next couple of shurim will come up to an answer on our own. We are in the bottom of page Samachay, taking these two notions of Shira and Zimra. Rav Pinkus goes back to what we learned earlier on the two concepts of Tzaaka and Shava. We're in the bottom paragraph on page Samachay. V'nira, Sheshnei Inyanim Elo Heimamish Keneged Shnei HaInyanim Shenizbaru V'Shava V'Tzaaka. If you remember, two of the languages of Tefillah were Shava and Tzaaka, which at first glance mean the same thing. In fact, when Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, we'll read about this on Pesach, it says, Vayitzaku, or Vanitzak, they called out to Hashem, Vata'al Shava Sam Min Ha'avoda. So Tzaaka and Shava meant very similar things. What was the difference? He says, Shava, hi bakasha, b'chazaka, me'omek halev b'hysteria. Shavas, when we call out, when there's a request with strength from the depths of our heart, we become hysterical. Shava is when, as hysterical as we become, we can still say the words. We have the ability to articulate what we're asking. Tzaaka is just a scream. Kasher ke'evo kol kach gadol, and the pain is so deep, at she'enu yachal lahotzi kol mila mipiv. We can't even say anything. That's tzaaka. Tzaaka is not a tzaaka of anything. Tzaaka is just it's just a scream. I don't even know what it is. Rak tzoik b'kol pashut utzoik anenu. It's just a help. Or just scream. V'chein mamish heim shnei hanyanim gam b'tzad ha'simcha ve'oda. The same thing is true when it comes to our happiness and our expressing our gratitude to Hashem. Shira domeh l'shava. Shira, the song, corresponds to or is similar to the shava. Kriyas simcha al yona sheshar la kadosh baruch hu u'mefaret chasada v'gvurosa v'isbarach. Shira is when we're so happy, we could sing to Hashem. We could articulate why we're happy. We have the presence of mind or the clarity of thought to talk, to sing a song, to write a song. But Zimra is more than that. Zimra he keneged ha-tzaaka. Zimra, the niggin, the song, corresponds to tzaaka, the scream without words. Shekol kach misragesh ad she'eno yochel afarish sichaso ulafarit rikshe libo. We're so full of feeling that we can't even say anything. Elat soik divrei halel v'hoda o mehalel al yedei nigun, where we just scream out a halel or we just praise through the nigun. Sometimes the feeling of gratitude that we have is so great we don't even know what to say. Words don't even do justice. Person is blessed with a child. It's not a time where they sit down and write a song or a poem to Hashem. It's just this feeling that's indescribable. That corresponds to the tzaaka. He goes on to say something very beautiful. V'hinei yadua she'osios ha-Torah she'b'chsav yesh ben shlosha chalakim. Words in the Torah have three parts. What are the three parts? Ha'osios atzman, the letters, imatagin, with the crowns in the Torah. Hanukudos, the vowels. Vata'amim. What's ta'amim? The trap. Ha'osios atzman hen gilu ha-divrei Torah shlofaneinu, but gilu gomer. The words are the divrei Torah. The nekudos hein chius haosios. The vowels are the life, the heartbeat of the letters. Letters themselves, without the nekudos, we don't know what they mean. They're Torah, they're words of Torah, but what their meaning is, we don't know until there's nekudos. That's why if a person leans from the Torah and gets the nekudos wrong, the whole meaning, it could be a totally different word. Shaydei nekudos yesh loshios muvan uperish. Through the nekudos, the words have meaning and understanding. Amnam inyan ta'amim. What's the ta'amim, the trap? Sham anistaros v'taymei Torah. There, the nister, that which is hidden, the secrets of the Torah, the tam of the Torah, is in the ta'amim. And that's how you find often, Perushim, the Gruff, for example, often gave deep hesber into the trup of the, it's not just a mnemonic or a tune to allow us to read from the Torah, otherwise every person would get up and make up his own tune. You'd have leaning to Metallica. I don't know, that wouldn't be such a good thing. Nothing against Metallica, you know. You could do the Haftorah Tent or Sandman if you want. I don't know. Don't. Ta'amim, the trup, is more. There's depth to it. He says, V'hine yesh kama perushim l'milo tam. What does the word tam mean? Reason. Reason or?
Taste.
He has a third reason. O milashon siba, reason, ubir, explanation. The tam, my taima, what's the reason? I mean, that's Aramaic, but it's from the same word. Omi lasho nigun. Tam is nigun. I didn't know that translation or expression of tam. Omi lasho mashachich toim amaychel, taste. V'shlosha sanyanim olin bekana echa. All three are the same thing. Kimo haroa davar maychel. You see food. Kigon uga, you see a cookie. You come home, you walk home from shul, you walk in, you smell, and you see the cookies are on the counter, on the stovetop. Hare mikok riyaso. What's inside the cookie? You can't tell from looking at it. When you taste it, how much flour is in there? Kama sukar, how much sugar? Kama tavlinim, how much spices? Shatam megala pnimius tam tisadaver. The taste tells you what it really is. You're right, it's a cookie. There are 100 different kinds of cookies. When you taste it, then you know what's inside it. So too, Kain Taimei Torah, the Tam, the Trup, the reasons of the Torah, Munach Bem Iker Sodos HaTorah. That's the what it really is. I know the word means X, but when I know the Trup, the Tam, I understand what it's really about. The Gam L'Haslag HaSein, it's our understanding also. Morim HaTamim Heichem L'Hafshik, where to stop. Heichem L'Hadgish Esamilim Shepsukim, what to emphasize. Take the Pasuk of Makkah, Aviv v'ima mos yumas is a pasuk in the Torah. Makkah aviv v'ima mos. If you read it without the right trup, you know how you'll read it? Makkah aviv, one strikes their father, v'ima mos yumas, and their mother passes away. Without the tamim, you don't really know what the words mean. Shizu ho ra lo rak al pshat hamila atzma. It's not just the explanation, elagam ala inyan kulo v'amechuvan b'milim. It tells you what is really the essence and what it's driving at. V'lachein b'ta'amim yesh inyan hanigun. With the trup, what do we do with the trup? There's a song, there's a tune. Sh'anigun hu hargashas ha'omek shel pnimius kol sugya. Just like nigun tells you what's the depth of something. It's not just the words. Nigun tells you it's the heartbeat, it's the essence. So too, the ta'amim, the trup of the Torah, has a nigun because the trup tells you the depth of the matter. That's the koach of nigun. That's the koach of zimra, more than just shira. It's lezamer, it prunes everything else away, but it allows us to get to the depth of our feeling more than words. When you articulate words, your feelings are bound by the words you're saying. That's why in Hasidic courts, nigun, songs without words are so much more powerful, because the words take you to what you're singing, but the nigun can take you much deeper because you're not bound by the words. It gets you to the root of your feeling and the root of the hargasha you're supposed to have with a nigun. That's zimra. On Tuesday, he'll explain why sometimes you have sheer mizmor l'David, and sometimes you have mizmor shir. Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. It should be Shira than Zimra, Zimra than Shira. That's a fascinating explanation. We'll see that on Tuesday. We should be blessed with the day of Shira and the day of Zimra. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos.